Hello, my name is Danette. What I want to do this year for my marriage is to thank my husband more often and appreciate him. I find that I personally always want to dwell on the bad things. And the other night I was talking to him, and I think in my heart I really wanted to start a fight. And I asked him, you know, what it is that, how he feels loved. You know, I guess I really wanted to tell him how I felt love. And his way of giving love is, I love doing things for you, making you food. That all of a sudden, my heart was melted, and I was like, I can't believe I was going to pick a fight with you. And I found myself thanking him and telling him, well, I was so glad that I have him in my life and that he does these things for me.
I'm chuckling, but I love that call, Danette, thinking about how you wanted to pick a fight, but ultimately you didn't get what you expected. Warmed your heart. You listen, you know how quickly we can break down those walls, because it's easy to pick a fight or feel angry toward our spouse, but asking an open-ended question, learning to listen, loving our spouse, saying the next right one thing can be transformational. Dr. Randy here from Intentional Living. This week, we've been having a lot of really fun time, and I want to thank those of you who have been calling and calling our 800 number for support of the ministry, as we've held this number for those of you who've been joining in support as part of the Intentional Living community. I want to thank you for that. Today, as we'll be taking your calls, I'll tell you about that in a moment, we want to talk about communication with your spouse and really ask the question, what's one thing that either hinders communication in your marriage, or what's one thing that builds or encourages positive communication in your marriage? I have found for me, when I stop and actually listen, I get eye contact, I feedback what I'm hearing, clarifying, and then completing it, not walking away without either answering a question or solving a problem or putting it on hold for later or something. There's some basic things that work in communication we'll talk about here today. By the way, the callers for the show are already set today, recorded calls, because our phone line is being held. For those of you who are joining in support, becoming a part of the Intentional Living journey with us, so you can call, but operators will be taking your support today and allowing us to send to you my latest book, Freedom from Hijacked Emotions, the workbook just released on the same topic, plus the access of how you can get to the master class, taking you chapter by chapter through this important resource at 888-888-1717.
If I could do one thing to improve my marriage, it would be to take the time to listen to the Holy Spirit when my emotions start running high. And what that normally means is I'm not getting my way, or things aren't going as I expect them, or I'm a little tired. If I'd only take that time to listen, I know things would be better, not only in my marriage, my relationship with Christ, and with the other people around me.
My husband and I, one thing that we've been working on to help our marriage succeed is communication. With he as the head of the family, he really puts himself in a position to be the giver of his love, and then me as the recipient, and that has opened up our lines of communication. It's all about just being open to each other and being willing to give as well to receive.
That's good. You know, I think that in marriage, generally speaking, we want to communicate, and we do in some fashion, either verbally or non-verbally. I think it's the quality of communication that tends to be a problem in many marriages. Unresolved issues, topics that never get addressed, the elephant in the room that gets ignored or put off to a later point, or a discussion begins, a talk begins, communication begins, and then gets shut down by virtue of we never can come to an agreement. It goes around and around, and then we divert onto another topic. And to be a successful communicator, it begins with what the airline industry uses, and that is the process to make sure that the message that is communicated is the message that's sent. When the ground sends a message, the pilot hears it, and vice versa, repeats back. One of the simple things that we can do in our marriage, one of the strategies for communicating, is to simply make sure that when your spouse says something, you not only heard the words, but you understood what he or she was trying to say. To clarify, is this what you meant? When you said this, is this what I thought I heard you say?
even repeating back what they said, is really very reaffirming, powerful in terms of marriage. What's the roadblock? 888-888-1717. Lisa, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mr. Carlson.
What's your question today?
Well, first of all, the only reason why me and him are together is because of a tragic experience that happened in my life. But I am having a hard time with his stubbornness and me trying to get my way, because I see him going down one path, or I see her fail, he's going down the wrong path, and I want to direct him over to this side, the good side, so that he's able to do the right thing, because he's made a lot of mistakes in his life. Mm-hmm. I know I have too, but I'm trying to direct him to a better path. And he goes to counseling all day. I don't know if I'm fighting the counselors or if I'm fighting him or what I'm doing, but I can't seem to get through to him about changing his life around and going down the right path.
Well, Lisa, listen, you care for him. You want the best for him. But, you know, we can't change another person. And when we try, usually it fails. In fact, I would say most often it will fail 95% of the time, because a person isn't going to change until they want to change, until they see that their life needs to go in another direction. I would change my strategy in communicating with him and be focused on some specific issues in your relationship that you're concerned about. Not about him, not about what he needs to do, not about how he needs to change, because that can become spiritual nagging. Lisa, and we're not the Holy Spirit. But if there are specific issues in your marriage or in your relationship that need to be addressed, raising kids, for instance, we had a problem here with a teenager. Here's a problem. Now let's talk about that. If we have an issue with finance, we would need to talk about that. But when we move from a specific challenge that we need to address to a process of preaching at another person, we lose them. Whenever, nobody wants to be preached at. I don't, you don't. It's just not the way, you know, we want to interact with each other. Okay, Lisa, appreciate your call. You're welcome to join us today. We're talking about keys to successfully communicating with your spouse. And if you have a roadblock or you have a strategy that has been working for you, one thing that's been making a difference, let us know at 888-888-1717.
My wife would want to communicate with me or argue with me or anything. I would just clam up, not say nothing, absorb what she would say, and wouldn't react at all. Try to just let the problem or the issue go away and just be quiet.
I try to live by the motto, a word is dead until it is said, then it lives forever. So I try to think about the words I want to live forever before I say them.
My son is just listening with me on your program, and he said, I heard this somewhere, it says, never fire off the mouth until the brain is fully loaded.
All right. Hey, listen, those are pithy ways of saying in a moment, in a sentence, what we try to say in a half hour here on Intentional Living. 888-888-1717. You know, communication is a decision. And if you didn't grow up in a home where you had healthy communication, good communication, there wasn't an opportunity to express what you're feeling, solve problems together, communicate. Then when you go off and get into a marriage, you take the same pattern from your childhood or from your youth into your marriage. And you anticipate or expect that communication in marriage will be similar to what it was like in your home. And one of the reasons it's so difficult in marriage is that before marriage, we tend to talk because we're in pursuit mood, we're in the mode of connecting with this person. We want to, you know, love on them, and we want to develop this relationship. But after we get married, so often we fall back into the patterns from our youth and from our childhood and from our home, which can be very unhealthy and certainly not productive when it comes to connecting with each other. Okay, Natasha is on the line in New Mexico. Hi there.
Hi, Dr. Randy.
Oh, I appreciate your call. Sounds like we got a bad phone line. Are you on a cell?
Uh-oh. Yes.
Okay.
Is that better now? It's pretty windy here.
Oh, yeah, the wind. I think that's what it was. All right. What's the one thing that keeps you from communicating well with your husband?
Well, I think that part of our communication when we do have issues is that our intentions aren't always matched with the words that come out.
Can you have an example?
My my husband may be intending to show his love, but like you said before, it may come out as preaching. Mm. You know, he may be trying to give me an example of something that he's done to resolve an issue that we're having on a personal note, but it comes out as talking at me instead of with me.
Yeah. Oh boy, I'm guilty. I'm guilty of that one, Natasha. You know, I'm on the air every day, and I'm here to teach and counsel and help people, encourage people, and so on. And it's easy for me to then go home and try to do that with my wife Donna, or when the kids were home, and it's, you know, thinking, well, I'm just trying to love on you. I'm just trying to help you, but it's not the way. It's,
right.
The intention isn't the way it's being received.
Well, and it's interesting that you said the word help, because my husband uses that a lot too. He wants to help me. And sometimes I just need him to listen, or I just need him to reciprocate in the conversation. So sometimes it's just a matter of learning what his way of speaking to me is. So we've just recently had one of those conversations where, you know, it's kind of tell me what you need from me and I'll tell you what I need and then give that to me. But it really works out well when we understand where we come from and our differences, because he's a much different personality type than I am.
Yeah, that's good. Listen, I'll tell you, one of the things, Natasha, you mentioned intentions, that our intentions sometimes are misunderstood. I tell people when it comes to communication that we judge ourselves by our intentions. We judge other people by their words or by their action. And that is a huge problem in many, many marriages. I think you really hit on it. Because when we look at our intentions to help you, my intention is to love you, my intention is to make your life better, my intention is to come along and support you as your spouse, but what is heard is often criticism, not measuring up, you think I'm stupid, you don't think I know what I'm doing, or whatever. And so intention doesn't match experience for people. So how do you deal with that? I think, Natasha, one of the ways you do it, as you mentioned, is just taking time to clarify your intentions. What is your true intention? What is it you're really trying to communicate, and why? And maybe there's a better way of communicating that. And in doing that, it makes your marriage a whole lot more productive and healthy.
Amen. Yes.
Amen to that. Okay. Hey, thank you, Natasha.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good day there in New Mexico, a land of enchantment. Hey, listen, we have a list up on the website called The Intentionals for Love and Respect in Marriage. And I give you the top 10 list of how to communicate with your spouse. And the first thing I say is listen without interruption. Feeling heard creates intimacy. It's better to say nothing than to try to speak up and confuse the matter. Just listen without interruption. And here's two more from the list of top 10. Husbands, how about asking your wife, what one thing can I do this week that will make you feel most loved by me? And then do it. And vice versa. Wife, ask your husband, what one thing can you do this week that will make you feel most respected by me, and then do it. The other seven of the intentionals on love and respect are right there on our website at theintentionallife.com, and click under inspiration there and drop down to the intentionals, okay? They're there for you today. Here's the path to better communication. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with another Intentional Living Minute. Practice healthy communication. Speak to each other. Speak with each other. Listen to what's being said. Share your feelings. You know, intimacy will grow as you develop the habits and the skills of healthy communication. It doesn't come naturally in most of our lives. It's something we need to work at and to practice daily. If you don't know how, then learn how. Read a book. Watch a teaching on video on how to communicate. Seek counseling. Go to a conference. You can learn this, and when you do, it can change your life, it can change your family, and it can change your marriage. Take a look at our Intentionals for Marriage communication here on our website. It's something to help you to be intentional today.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
How many of you have had an aha moment, one of those moments of insight or awareness in your life?
And has it impacted your life? You know, when I think about my own life, I've had a few over my lifetime, and one that comes to mind is when I was about 13 and growing up in a Christian home and thought I was a follower of Christ and that I'd been saved and born again, but realized that that was a personal decision, not just a decision made by the family or a lifestyle or going to Sunday school. And I can remember having the aha moment of asking my dad if he would pray with me, and together I can remember being on my knees and giving my life to Christ. That's a moment that was an aha moment for me, an awareness, a wake up. What about for you? When you think about aha moments, which ones have you had that have changed your life? That's a profound question that I leave with you on the lesson this month on the topic of how aha moments can change your life. And that one certainly changed the course of my life. And over the years, that was a good moment. And I think of those who have had those experiences, maybe you, where the Holy Spirit was really convicting you or drawing you in some direction, and you ignored it or were fearful of it or walked away from it. And so when we submit to God in those moments, it can be transformational. Today, we've been talking about talking to our spouse and communication. When we think about aha moments, of course, they happen in our marriages as well. So the lesson this month, members, that has been sent to you by email, both email, video, and audio, I hope you'll listen to it. I know you get a lot of stuff in your box. I hope you'll spend some time listening to it. Share it with others. Send it to your pastor or someone you know that needs some encouragement in their marriage. But we're doing something very special for brand new members today. Those of you who are stepping up to support the ministry of intentional living, your monthly support can go a long ways. You know, $20 a month, $30 a month, $1 a day can go a long ways. And as you join us, to encourage you, I want to send to you a bundle, a brand new package that we've put together called Freedom from Hijacked Emotions, my latest book, about 175 pages, talking about dealing with anger, worry, and fear, along with a separate book, a workbook that goes with it, chapter by chapter. And then we give you the link or the access to the online masterclass where I teach through each of these chapters. It's our gift to new members today. All you have to do is give us a call, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com and click on donate. And thank you for your support.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy.
Indeed. Thank you, Kurt, and welcome you to the Intentional Living Center. If you've just rolled in here today, Intentional Living is a worldwide outreach with a simple message, and that is that God's intentions are good toward you. He loves you. He's got great intention for you. And an intention is a purpose. Intention is a goal. And intention is a movement. It's a sense of direction in our lives. God's intention toward you is very positive. It's loving. The question is, what are your intentions back toward Him, toward the world? What are your intentions today? What is your purpose? What is your direction? What decisions are you making? Listen, you're the only one that decides. You decide if you're going to be intentional or not. And we're here to encourage you to do it because we know at the end of the day, God is honored and you benefit. Those are the two things that happen. God is honored and you benefit. Your marriage will be better. As we're talking communication today, you start getting intentional about your marriage communication today, and I can almost guarantee you a week from today, you're going to be better off. It's a decision you make. It really is. So let's go to the calls. We've got Bob waiting for us online here. Three. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Randy.
I appreciate your call.
I really appreciate your ministry and your program. It's been a great help.
Thank you.
One thing that I found that helped our communication, frequently my wife would come to talk to me while I was reading, and I'd be giving her my undivided attention, but I wouldn't be looking at her. And she would be really hurt and think that I was not receiving what she was sending. And I realized that by dropping what I'm doing, looking her in the eye and also giving her some feedback. Yeah, that's right, or whatever. And even if I'm listening to her and looking at her, if I'm not responding, I may be agreeing with her internally, but if I don't communicate that verbally, she just doesn't really think that I do understand her or agree with her.
Well, they say the eyes are a window to the soul, and there's a truth in that. When we are speaking with each other, having eye contact is a really important part of that process. Has made a difference in your marriage as a result of that, Bob?
Yes, and you know, it's, I was always really concerned and valued her opinion, but she really didn't believe that if I didn't give her that sort of attention and that feedback.
Yeah, great reminder, good insight. How many years you've been married, Bob?
50.
50 years, congratulations. All right, hey, I appreciate your call today and glad you're listening, Bob, appreciate it.
Well, still learning and appreciate all your tips. I really enjoy the intentional living. God bless you.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. Bernie is on the line next. Hi, Bernie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Good. What's your comment on communication?
I was listening to the young lady that was calling about her partner, spouse, husband, whatever it was, not listening to her and going off in the wrong direction. And I found out, I got saved when I was 35. I've been married already for several years, and my husband was not. And he was very much a tangent thrower. He'd get angry, stomp off, and, you know, that kind of behavior. And I found out that I needed to, when he would get like that and he would stomp off into the grudge and couldn't agree on anything and he was angry, all I needed to do was pray and ask the Holy Spirit to go speak to him. Not argue. You know, not that you're not entitled to your opinion, but not continue the argument at all or not pursue him if he stomped away, you know. And you know what? God is so merciful. And it's not that it's a manipulation thing where you're asking God to tell him something. It's that you're asking the Holy Spirit to help him understand what's going on here and what needs to happen. And you know what? It was amazing to me. Just amazing to get up, get over yourself, and just let God deal with it. Just let the Holy Spirit talk to them. And people will say, oh, well, you know, if they're not saved, they don't have the Holy Spirit. Well, who do they think woos them to get saved? It is the Holy Spirit that comes, you know, and it's, you know, it's the Lord woos people gently. It was amazing to me how the Lord would, it's the old saying, let go, let God, and ask the Lord. You know, we situations where he was definitely out of line, you know, or it might have even been a sin thing, you know, where you knew that was wrong and that you couldn't go along with it, but you weren't going to argue him out of it either. And the Lord would just go in there, soften his heart, change his mind, and he'd come back sometime later and was over it.
Well, what you've done is you said it well. You got over yourself, too. So often we get sucked into the drama of communication that's not working. Instead of getting a 5,000-foot view where we're looking over the situation, where we can have a little more of a perspective, and when we have a perspective from God's viewpoint, getting over ourselves and allowing God through His Holy Spirit to work in your spouse's life is a great reminder. Appreciate that. Hey, Bernie, thank you.
After several years, he did get saved.
Amen to that. That's a great way of capping it. Thank you for your call.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Sorry about that. Bernie, running out of time here.
I would talk to him, and sometimes he would respond and sometimes he wouldn't. And so after about 17 years, communication was a really bad issue, and I had just had it, and I was going to walk away, and I decided, you know, I married him because I loved him. And we just needed to write down what was good and what was bad in our marriage. And I did that and walked away. And a couple days later, the anger wasn't so bad. And I looked again and realized there was tremendous things about him that I hadn't really put down. And so I filled in the good side a little bit more and walked away and came back. And by the third time, the bad things were rather petty, irritating, because I let him be, but they were petty. God has become so much a part of our lives that we can now sit and talk about it.
Boy, I think she just echoed what Bernie was sharing there about getting over yourself, and Bernie put it so beautifully in terms of getting over yourself so you can turn your spouse over to God, let God do a work in their life. Very powerful.
Today, I'm intentionally going to seek God before I say anything to anybody, because sometimes we speak out of just anger and just necessity instead of seeking God first, and that's what I'm going to intentionally do today. I'm a new listener, and I'm loving every day of it.
Hello, my intentional daily living program consists of always trying to be in tune to my mouth and what I say and how it will affect other people, to try to make sure that my words are chosen carefully, and it's just by the grace of God, through living every day with that in focus, that I can do that. It's not my words, but it's the words of Christ that come through my mouth, and I'm so thankful that that has been brought to my attention, and I hope that that shows in my daily life. My name is Kathy, and I love your radio station.
Thank you, Kathy, and you know, you triggered something in my mind when you were saying about your intentional living program. I guess I would ask each of us, what is our intentional living program? I don't mean the radio program, I mean your program. What is it every day, one thing every day that you are doing with your attitude, with your words, with your behavior, with your emotions, that will do two things? It'll bring glory to God in five essential areas of your life: your finances, your health, your work, your family. And also, how about benefit to yourself? Two powerful things that happen when we have an intentional living program, a personal program that says, I choose to figure out what pleases Christ and then do that next right one thing. And that's what this whole ministry is about, giving you ideas and tips and prayer and support and encouragement and cheerleading, and then hearing you give the report back of what God is doing in your life. That's why we get really pumped up here when we hear your stories, which, by the way, we'd love to hear your story today. 888-888-1717 is our comment line and storyline, and you can share it with us. But by the way, right now, that phone number is dedicated to those who are calling in to support the ministry. And so when you call that number, I hope the first thing you do is say, hey, I want to be a part of intentional living. Again, today, focusing on the power of being intentional in the area of our words that we speak and our relationship with our spouse. We always enjoy hearing from you. So share with us, and we'll see you next time from Intentional Living.